Okay, so starting with Sif Hei. The Mechaber says, Meliach she'enon yachol le'achol machmas molcho, dahainu ke'en meliach she'molchim le'kedera, v'shaha k'dei melicha le'kedera, kozman shelo hidicho mikre'enon yachol machmas molcho. So, reading a Kipshuto, he says from the time that it was already Shohe Kedei Malicha, the salt, after the salt was put into it, it was Shohe Kedei Malicha, the Kedera, the amount of time it takes to be Matir meat for a Kedera to take out the Dam, which is like the Sheared Sli, which is 18 minutes. So, from 18 minutes, Kozman Shalohidicho, Mikre Eno Necho Machmas Mocha. So the Pashut reading of the Mechaber says that it doesn't begin to be Oser. You don't say the din of Meliach Kiroseach until after the shear of Melicha L'Kedera already passed, until 18 minutes passed. Not until 18 minutes, it's not Oser anything. There are those that are docha, but that's the pasha reading of the Mechaber, and that's what the Shach goes with. In addition to the fact that it's mashma in the Mechaber, that it's only oser after the Shir Melicha L'Kedera passes, it's also, there's a mashmos of why that is, because he doesn't stam say it's not oser until it's Shah K'day Melicha L'Kedera. He says that from the time it's Shah K'day Melicha L'Kedera, it's called Eino Nechal Machmas Mocho. Right? That's when it's called Eino Nechal Machmas Mocho. Until the Shir Melicha L'Kedera passed, it's called Nechal Machmas Mocho. It only becomes Eino Nechal Machmas Mocho once that Shir passes. And Lamai says, Mavur in the Grah, who explains, he also understands the Mechaber Kipshuto. And it's Mavur, the Taka, the issue here is when it becomes Eino Nechal Machmas Molcho. That it, according to the Mechaber, it takes those 18 minutes until it's considered Eino Nechal Machmas Molcho. And he brings a Machlokes, the Rime of Barcelona, and the Rashba. And he quotes the Rashba that says, "Ubepachas mikan." Yeah, I'm sorry. The Gras says, "Ubepachas mikan." In the Mechaber, he says, "Ubepachas mikan." Adain lo nichnas hamelach bo v'nechal machmas molcho. Until the shear of time passes, the salt hasn't properly entered into the chaticha yet, and it's still nechal machmas molcho. It means the salt hasn't penetrated into the chaticha yet. It takes that amount of time for the salt to penetrate into the chaticha. Aval Rashba Kosev de Afsha Basar Nechol Machmas Molcho Hatsir Vahadam Einan Necholin Machmas Molchon Miyad. So he says the Rashba, who's the Cholek on this sheet of the Mechaber of the Rime at Barcelona, the Rashba who holds that it's Oser Miyad when you salt it, it begins being Oser, you don't have to wait 18 minutes. The Rashba agrees that the Chaticha only becomes Eino Nechal Machmas Mocho after the shear of 18 minutes passes, but what he argues on is the tzir. He says the tzir and the dam are immediately Eino Nechal Machmas Mocho. Right? So the way the Gra is understanding it, Lekulei Alma, the shear, when we say that something is only Oser, excuse me, we say the din of Meliach Kiroseach is taloi on the sheared sli. L'kulei alma, that means that you don't say on the chaticha meliach kiroseach until the sheared sli has passed. The only machlokas is whether that's true of both the chaticha and its tzir, or that the tzir and the dam, the liquids involved, become eino nechal right away. In other words, Pashtus we probably would have understood. If you're Medama this process to Tzli, So by tzli, what happens? You light a fire, and it begins roasting right away, and it takes 18 minutes until the piece of meat is edible, right? So we would have said that when you're moleach something, immediately it's kiroseach, and it takes 18 minutes for it to be poel on the chaticha completely, and to be motzi all the dam. But we probably would have understood that it begins being motzi the dam right away, just like tzli begins being motzi dam right away, and it just takes 18 minutes until it finishes. The Gra al Kopanim, not saying everyone agrees to this, but the Gra al Kopanim says, I think it comes out like what he's saying from the Rashba and the Rimi Abratzoloni al Kopanim, Shailas al Rishonim, but the way that the Gra is presenting it is that the parallel is a little more complicated than that. It's not that the Malicha makes it Roseach right away and then it takes 18 minutes to draw out the Dam. It's that it takes 18 minutes until it gets the din of Maliach Kiroseach Bechlal. Until the Chaticha gets the din of Maliach Kiroseach Bechlal. And then we would have to say the reason that Malicha is Tali on the Shear, the reason that it becomes Mutter from the Isser of Dam after this Shear, is because you could say that it becomes Roseach little by little and the Dam starts coming out. When it gets to the full Shear of Roseach, now it's motzi those most difficult last vestiges of Dam that didn't easily come out. It needs to get to a full Roseach to be motzi all of the Dam. But once it gets to that Shear, we're viewing that as basically instantaneous. Then the Dam is all out.
In the interim, it's motzi some of the Dam?
In the interim b'metzias, it's motzi some of the Dam. We just see that happens.
That's Roseach Miyah?
That's not Roseach, that's a mixas resichus.
But the Dam itself is Roseach?
But what?
Is the Dam itself Roseach?
So that's the Machlokas, the Rashba, and the Rimi Abartzaloni. The Rimi Abartzaloni is saying that even the Tzir doesn't become Aser right away. Doesn't become Kiroseach right away. The idea that it becomes partially, I don't want to get complicated, but the idea that the Tzir is partially Roseach before the Gemara, I feel, is mashma in the way Ron brings the Rimi Abartzaloni. He says that it's enough to be Oser fish, which are Rafu Karmayu, they have a more porous skin, so it's enough to be Oser them even within the Shear Malicha. They don't need to get to full Roseach. So it's mashma, there's a mixas Resichos even beforehand. But the way I understood the Rimei Bartzaloni is that it only gets to full Shear Roseach after 18 minutes. Once it got to that 18 minutes, now it's motzi. It has the koach to be motzi all the dam, and we say that happens instantaneously. It's not that it takes 18 minutes to be motzi the dam. And the Rashba, the way the Gra sets it up, may agree to this. The Rashba may agree that what's going on is that you need the chaticha to get to Roseach in order for the chaticha to be maflit all of the dam. It happens to be that the tzir is going to be oser right away because the tzir and the dam become enonechon machmas malchon more quickly than the chaticha does. But in order for the malicha to be effective, to be motzi all of the dam, it has to make the chaticha itself into roseach. Once the chaticha itself is roseach, it's machlit all of its dam, and you're done. So they're really agreeing that the idea is it needs to get to roseach to be motzi certain sugim of dam. Once it gets to that shear, that happens right away. They're only arguing what happens to occur with the dam and the tzir in the interim. Are they also considered nechol machmas malchon, or they become eno nechol machmas malchon immediately, and therefore they're also other things? That's the machlokas, the Rashba, the Ri Meir Bartzaloni, and the Mechaber, at least over here, is going like the Ri Meir Bartzaloni, that even the tzir doesn't become Roseach immediately, only after the Shear Tzli of 18 minutes, right?
The Shear is needed to be Nechnas.
Yeah.
So by the Seer, where it is Nechnas Miyad, it shouldn't be Roseach Miyad.
So the Shaila is what Nechnas means. Does Nechnas mean that it mixes? This was your idea, I think. That Nechnas doesn't mean that it just mixes with it. Nechnas means that in like it penetrates it on the chemical level, becomes part of it. Fine. So the Shach asks that, fine, the Mechaber goes like the Riyamei Abratzaloni. As he says later, it's a bit difficult. The Riyamei Abratzaloni seems to be a Das Yachid. But a bigger problem is that the Mechaber seems to be Soser himself. Because in Simon Samach Tess, the Mechaber says that if you salt meat in a Kli Sheina Menukav, right? So it's also right away, within 18 minutes. The tzir starts building up in the kli, and it's oser. The dam that came out is oser. So you see that Muliach Kerosach happens immediately. Goof of the case of Rimei Barcelona is talking about, they all bring it in that context. If the tzir starts building up in the kli, is it oser miyad, or it's only oser after 18 minutes? So the Mechaber there paskins like Rov Rishonim that it's oser right away. And over here, he paskins like the Rimei Barcelona that it's only oser after 18 minutes, so Pasha seems to be a stira. So the Shach says that it's different there because that Malicha is talking about a Malicha that's Motzi the Dam. We're talking about Malicha that you're doing to kasher the meat as being Motzi the Dam. Masha Enkein, over here, we're talking about Malicha, not the Malicha which is Machshir the meat. Because you see, we're not talking about an Isser Dam. We're only talking about an Isser Basar V'Cholav. So what we're talking about is meat that already Malicha was done to it. Already they got out all of the Dam. And then after they got out all the Dam and did Hadacha and got out the original salt, so now they salt the meat and the cheese and put them together. But now it's salted for flavor or preservation. Nothing to do with being Motzi the Dam. So he says when the Malicha is done to be Motzi the Dam, so let me just quote his Lashon over here. So he says, Shani Hasam Da'iri V'Isser Dam V'Hilcha Chadam V'Amelach Roskin Heim B'Shas HaMalicha. So the Dam and the Melach are Roskin B'Shas HaMalicha. But in this, so in that case over there where it's to be Motzi the Dam, the dam and even the chaticha doesn't become rosach, but the dam and the salt themselves are rosach immediately, and therefore if it's sitting in the tzir, it's going to be oser. But over here, where it's not being motzi dam, it's just regular malicha, so it only gets to rosach after the sheer malicha. That's the words that he says. The hesber is not so pashut. What exactly is it that's going on over here? And Be'emes there, we saw Avi and I, three Mahalchim and Achronim, how to understand this Chiluk in the Shach. Let me explain the question before we get to the answers. In other words, the question is like this. The Shach saying that over there where it's Motzi Dam, so true, the Chaticha is not Roseach right away, but the Dam and the Melach are Roseach right away. L'chora, the whole time we're talking about Malicha being Oser things, it's all Yidei the Tzir, right? That comes up again and again and again. If it's completely dry, it's not Oser. The Tzir does this, the Tzir does that. It's all about the Tzir. So when it comes to the cheese and the meat, even though it's not being Motzi Dam, it is being Motzi Tzir. And L'chora, the Sfarah should tell us that the same way the Dam is Kiroseach right away, also the Tzir is Kiroseach right away. What should be the difference? So L'chora, even after the Shach made his Chiluk, it's not Muvan. So the Achronim say different Mahalchim. So there's a Chavas Das, a Yad Yehuda, who I think it's really a Placey, and he mentions that, but I didn't see the Placey inside, so I'll quote it as the Yad Yehuda. And there's the Pritoar. So the Chavas Das says that Einachanami, the Tzir is Roseach immediately here, the same way the Dam is Roseach, and the Tzir is Roseach immediately over there. Which means essentially it has nothing to do with the Rhea Barcelona anymore. It's nothing. What? Then it's more like the Rosh, but the Chatik, right? Because he's saying that the Chaticha is only Roseach after the Shir Malicha. The Tzir and the Dam are Roseach right away. That's the way the Gra sets it up. That means the Chavas Das is essentially siding with the Rashba, not like the Rimei Barcelona. But okay, whatever it is, let's put that aside. Al Kopanim, he says, yeah, the Tzir becomes Roseach right away. So why isn't it Oser over here? So he says, because Tzir is not the same thing as Rotav. tzir doesn't carry the time of the iser. When salt extracts tzir from a piece of meat or from a piece of cheese, that tzir does not have tam basar or tam gevina. It's a product of the basar and gevina, but it doesn't taste like the basar and gevina. It doesn't have the tam. And the only reason it's osir is because it's a drush av hatameim, it's a yotze min hatame. The tzir itself is iser, even though it doesn't carry the tam of the iser, it itself is iser as a yotze min hatame. Memela, he says, by all isurim, the tzir itself is osir. And as soon as this tzir becomes roseach, which is right away when you salt it, it's going to be osir the other thing. The one exception is basar b'chalav. Because when it comes to basar and chalav, neither of them is a tameh. You can't say that the gavina, the tzir of the gavina is also the basar because it's a yotem and a tameh. It's not tameh. The iser of basar b'chalav is taloi dafka no sein tam. It has to be the flavor of the cheese and the flavor of the meat. The whole iser of basar b'chalav is taloi no sein tam. So he says, when it comes to basar b'chalav, like the case over here in Tzadi Aleph, so true, the tzir of the gavina goes into the meat right away, and the tzir of the meat goes into the gavina right away, but that's not osir. It only starts being osir after the shir malicha, when the chaticha itself becomes roseach. When the salt penetrates into the chaticha, and the chaticha itself becomes roseach. Once the chaticha itself becomes roseach, so now the chaticha is a nosein tam, and it's nosein tam into its tzir, and now whatever tzir goes between the basar and the gavina is carrying the tam of the basar and gavina. The chaticha is nosein its tam into its tzir, and from then on, whichever tzir goes from one to the other is not only the tzir, but it's the tzir that's carrying the tam of the thing of the chaticha it came from. So now, after the 18 minutes, when the chaticha is roseach, the chaticha gavina is roseach, so its tzir tastes like cheese now. And when it goes into the chaticha of meat, it's osir. And huadin, the meat, right, the tzir of the meat gets the tam basar in it after these 18 minutes because the meat itself became roseach. Now when the tzir goes into the cheese, it's carrying tam basar into the cheese, and it's osir the cheese. That's how the Chavasas explains. So that's of the three Mahalchim, this one is the most complicated and the most Mechudesh. This is the Chavos Das. The Yad Yehuda says, no, it's nothing, none of this fancy business, the tzir doesn't have the tam. Either it's the tzir is going to be also the same as the Rotav, no Chilik. Yad Yehuda says that the Chilik here is not. He says, Taka, there's a chilek between dam and tzir. Dam is special. When melach is motzi dam, because we find the special tchuna of melach, in addition to meliach kiroseach, it's also b'miyuchad motzi dam. So when the salt interacts with the dam and the salt are immediately roseach. But tzir is not immediately roseach.
Sorry, what's the remedy balance?
Just because we see that at least the way the Shach understands later in the piece, right? That it's not that Meliach Kiroseach and Memela it's Motzi Dam because it's hot. The Pshat is that salt has two separate tchunos. It has one tchuna that it turns things Kiroseach. It has a separate tchuna that it's Motzi Dam. It acts specially on Dam. He says, because of the second tchuna that it acts specially on dam, when it interacts with dam, the dam and the melach are roseach right away.
When the Shach parentheses talk about tzir.
Yeah, so he says the Chavos Das is bothered. The Yad Yehuda is bothered by that, and he says that it's only a dogma. He doesn't mean it's the same thing.
Maybe it's like a dogma to show that you could have tzir without the tefillin.
Yeah, that you can distinguish between the chaticha and what comes out of it. But as it happens to be, tzir is not roseach immediately. It's like, it's really more like it's like the Rimei HaBratzaloni, that the tzir itself only becomes kiroseach later. both the chaticha and the tzir only become roseach after the shir melicha passes, after 18 minutes pass. There's a special halacha by dam that as soon as the melach begins being motzi dam, both the melach and the dam are roseach. That's miyucha to dam. And by all other isurim, except for dam, it would be just like here in Siman Tzadi Aleph. If you would have a piece of nevela that's salted and it's touching a chaticha of kshera that's salted, so it wouldn't be osir until after the shir melicha passes, because there's no dam involved. Let's assume it was already nimlach beforehand. There's no dam, it's not being motzi dam, so both the chaticha itself and the tzir that comes out of it only become roseach after the shir melicha. That's the mahalach of the Yad Yehuda. The whole chumra that it's osir miyad is miyuchad to dam, only dam. Third mahalach is the pre-toar. The pre-toar, I think, is the simplest of all the mahalachim, but it involves a chiddush I guess some don't want to say, and that is the pre-toar is mechalik between two types of tzir. There's tzir ba'en, like the tzir gathers up and becomes like a, or drops, you see ba'en, drops of tzir dripping out of it. And there's tzir that's just a little bit of a lachlus on the surface. And when they touch each other in some sort of secret way, the tzir transfers from one chaticha to the other. So he says the tzir that's ba'en is a davar b'fnei atmo. It's not part of the chaticha. The tzir that's ba'en gets a din of roseach right away without waiting the shir melicha. The tzir that's still part of the chaticha, either it's muvla in the chaticha or it's clinging to the surface of the chaticha, the tzir that's still part of the chaticha goes along with the chaticha, and it only becomes kiroseach once the chaticha itself becomes kiroseach. So he says that's the chilek between Siman Tzadi Aleph and Siman Samach Tes. In Siman Samach Tes, we're talking about that you're salting meat to take out the dam, and you do it in a cliche eno menukav. So instead of the dam dripping out, it's all, as it drips, as the tzir and dam come out, they're piling up in the kli. That tzir that came out is tzir bo'en. Since it's a davar b'fnei atmo, it's nidon as a davar b'fnei atmo, so that tzir, as an independent entity, is eno necho machmas molcho, immediately. It's kiroseach immediately, and therefore it's osir the basar immediately. Masha'enkein, over here, in Siman Tzadi Aleph, we're just talking about a piece of meat and cheese touching each other. They're salted. The conduit to take tom from one to the other happens to be the tzir. But the tzir that's doing it is not tzir that is leaving the chaticha and becoming a davar b'fnei atmo ba'en. It's just going straight from one chaticha to the other chaticha. And memela, that tzir, just like the rest of the chaticha, is not roseach until 18 minutes. The tzir that's in it and comes from it to the other chaticha is also not kiroseach until after 18 minutes. So the way he says it specifically is that the tzir in the chaticha doesn't become kiroseach because the chaticha is mitzane in the tzir. I wanted to avoid making it so mitziistic, but so I just said it more parav. As long as it's part of the chaticha, it's not roseach. But he's giving a specific physical type of hesber, that the chaticha is mitzane in the tzir, that's still a part of it. So, and Lamaisa, the pre-Toar himself, points out that he's not making up a brand new concept, because the concept of being mechalik between tzir bo'en, like drops of tzir, and just like the more invisible type of tzir that's kind of quietly transferring from one chaticha to another, that chilek we find in the Ramah himself in this sif. The Ramah later in the sif says that even though a chaticha is only oser once it's eno nechal machmas mocho, and we paskin that that means that it's meliach lekedera, it was, they did enough of a melicha to be motzi dam from it, right? So then it's eno nechal machmas mocho and it's oser. He says that's talking about if two chatichos touch each other. But if you actually see tzir dripping from one chaticha onto another, then even if the chaticha of iser that the tzir is dripping from was only nimla, it's only maliach litzli, it's nechal machmas mocho, it's not nechal, it's not, it doesn't have enough salt to dry out dam, right? It's only maliach litzli. But the drops, that's the talk about the chaticha itself, the drops of such a chaticha themselves are eina nechal machmas mochan, and therefore those tipos of tzir are oser, even if it was not maliach l'kedera. So that's beferish in the Ramah. That type of chiluk is beferish in the Ramah, that you can be mechalik between the drops of tzir and the just the lachos of tzir on the chaticha. The Ramah says, applies it to say that even a chaticha which is nechal machmas mochal, where the chaticha itself is not oser, but the drips that come out of it are eina nechal machmas mochan, and they are oser. And the Pritohar is saying that that's really the chiluk that's happening in the Mechaber here too. That within 18 minutes, if, even when it's maliach l'kedera, you put on enough salt to be most of the dam, it's eina nechal machmas mochan. Whereas that process takes 18 minutes, klape the chaticha itself, but it happens immediately, and also agave the tzir, also agave the tzir that is basically part of the chaticha, but the drips of tzir that come out are eina nechal machmas mochan immediately. So it's really, he's not making up this chiluk. The chiluk exists in the Ramah in a different context. So those are the three mahalchim. You have the Chavetz Das, who's mechalik between Basar B'chalav and all our Isurim. By Basar B'chalav, you need dafka no sein tam, by others Yisurim you don't need no sein tam, and therefore it's Tzir's Oser. You have the Yad Yehuda, who says mechalik between dam and all other things. Maliach, the Tzir only becomes kiroseach immediately when it comes to dam, not to anything else. And you have the Pritohar, that's mechalik between mamashus of Tzir, Tzir bo'en, and tzir that's just still part of the chaticha that's transferring slowly over to another chaticha. Nafkamina to this, in the Chavetz Das, it comes out of Chumrah that by all other Isurim, except for Basar B'chalav, Maliach Sheino Necho Machmas Malchos Taka Osir Miyad. It's Osir Miyad. The only kula we find in this sif is miyuchad to Basar B'chalav. By all of these rooms, it's going to be osir right away. Yeah? It's a chumrah that comes out from the Chavetz Das. A chumrah that comes out of the Pritohar is that if there's tzir miyad, even if it doesn't involve any dam, it's always tzir bo'en, rather. Tzir bo'en is always going to be osir. By all Yisurim, it's going to be osir miyad. The kula is, if you see drips of tzir, it's always going to be oser right away. The only case in Mechaber is Mekos, where you don't see tzir bo'en, it's just like a more, it's a lachos, which is still associated with chaticha. It's still part of chaticha. According to the Yad Yehuda, you don't have either of these chumras, right? It all, the kula of the Mechaber, that it's mutter in the first 18 minutes, will apply to all Isurim, and l'chor it'll apply even to tzir that's bo'en. Lamaisa, for us, none of this is Nogei L'maisa, because the Ramah, this is all the Das and Mechaber, right? The Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, he brings the Yesh Omrim, that after it was Shav Mochel Shir Malicha, L'mikrei Achar Kach Roseach, brings the Yesh Omrim, that Faker, that after the Shir Malicha has passed, it's Pasak Kocho, the Melach loses its Koach, and it's not Oser anymore. It's Mashman, the Ramah, that until 18 minutes, he's saying the exact reverse of the Mechaber B'Pashtos. Until 18 minutes, it is Oser, and after 18 minutes, when it's Pasak Koach of the Melech, it's not Oser anymore. So he has a big kula that any time, perhaps in Ruba, Al-Kabahanim, B'Makam has Ruba, that after 18 minutes, you can be Mekel. But on the other hand, it comes out of Chumrah, then in the first 18 minutes, you can't be Mekel like the Mechaber, because you can't say both ways. It has to be also at one point, right? So L'chor the Mechaber for B'nai Ashkenaz is not L'halacha. Yeah.
There's another Mechav that's brought in the
Well, that's a fourth Mahalach of the Mechaber?
Even if you hold like the Ramah, you'll be after Adacha, still
would come out. So it's after Adacha, nothing comes out, and that's why it does not answer. And then even the Ramah could agree to this Mahalach, and he just says that even without Hadacha, it's not also after the Shir Malicha. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
All right.
All right.
There's another thing which I don't want to get into yet, but we have to know what the Rambam means when he says you can be Mekel B'Makom Hefsed Merubah. Right? When he says you can only be Mekel B'Makom Hefsed Merubah, which way does he hold the Ikr Hadin is? Is it like the Tzad Kula that you're Mekel for in the Hefsed Merubah, or is the Ikr Hadin like the Tzad Kumra that you're knowing normally? So I'm assuming right now the Ikr HaDin is like what you're knowing L'Kula B'Makom Hefsed Merubah, then he has to argue on the Kula of the Mechaber. He can't burn the candle at both ends. But, okay, let's hold off on that. The Pashtus, this isn't... It's roy to know what the Das of the Mechaber is, but in terms of Nafkaminas, L'Chora for B'nai Ashkenaz, there aren't many Nafkaminas, but, you know, nowadays it's Kedai to know how the Halacha comes out for Sephardim also. Of course, Maliach itself is not an extremely matzoi matziv. The Rosh Hashiva did tell me about a maisi he once had, which was involved Maliach Geroseach, and he was looking into, I think, Starkus tuna fish. So it turned out that one of the problems was that immediately after catching the fish, before they separated the tamei fish from the kosher fish, they stored them on the boats, and they were stored in salt to preserve them. So you had tamei fish stored together, sitting in salt, with kosher fish. And midin maliach kiroseach, the pashtus was that the tamei fish would be oser, the kosher fish. It turned out in that maisa there were two types of boats. There were some where they froze them, and there were some where they salted them. I don't remember exactly how it went, but it turned out that one of those two categories had more boats, but they were smaller, and the other category had fewer boats, but they were bigger. So the overall number of fish coming from, let's say, either this or the reverse, the overall number of fish coming from the kosher matziv was greater, but the number of boats that were l'isser were greater. So that's like a big machlokas in Siman Kuf Yud. Okay. Moving on to Siv Zion, which is extremely Nogala Maisa. So in Siv Zion, he says, Hadim of Falginan be Nechal Machmas Mochel, Vaino Nechal Machmas Mochel. Excuse me. Hani Mili, Bebasar Chai. About Sli Roseach, Shanafala Maliach, Afilu Nechal, Machmas Mochel, Boy Klipa. The Miech Babakayim, Oshu Mituval, Batavlan, Vlut Sli Roseach, Kulo Asr. So the way the Machab, the Gemara itself says that this halacha of Eino Nechal, Machmas Mochel is mutter, you know, that's only true if the meat is not Sli. If it's sli, then it's usr. So as machlokas rishonim, does sli mean that it was once baked or cooked? Or does sli mean that it's currently hot? What does it mean? So mechaber paskins l'kula, that it means that it's currently hot. It means that it's right now hot. So then it doesn't come out a very big chiddush. It comes out that this whole halacha, that when two non-salted things come into contact, they're not osur each other, that's only if they're cold. But if one of them's hot, so then it's osur kadei klipa, and if it also is metuvol, if it's spiced, or if it has cracks in it, so then it's osir kulo, but the whole thing only gets started if it's hot. And we're already used to the concept that if one, either the isser or the hetzer is hot, we have to worry for blios. But the big chiddush comes out in the Ramah, who paskins like other rishonim. The Ramah says, v'yesh omrim, da'afilu heim soninim dina hachi, v'chein yesh linhol gemein hefzim ruba. So Ramah says that what the Gemara means is not if one of them is hot. The Gemara means if one of the things has been cooked. If one of the things has been cooked or baked, nitzle, if you have a roasted piece of meat or chicken that falls into milk, so then it's nasar kedei klipa. And if it also has cracks in it, as many pieces of meat do, or if it's metuvol, it's spiced, so then it's nasar kulo. So you come out with a very big kiddush over here, that even in a situation where both of the components of the situation are entirely cold, you can have that it's nasar kedei klipa, or it could even become kulo aser. So just to bring it to life a little bit, Hillel Schreiner years ago mentioned a maisa with someone asked his Rosh Yeshiva, he didn't say which Rosh Yeshiva, which was the appropriate thing to do. Someone asked his Rosh Yeshiva that his milk from his refrigerator is spilled on some salami, you know, what's the halacha? So he said to him, listen, I didn't really learn this or the heter very well, but everything's cool, Mr. Tommy, just wash off the salami and it's mutter. So that was like, you know, his dogma, like you shouldn't answer things unless you know what you're talking about. Which, because from this sif, it comes out, the salami to begin with is definitely something which is tzli, according to the Rambam, right? It has been cooked or baked or roasted. So that means that at the very least, when milk spills onto it, you would need a kedei klipa, right? If you consider the salami mitovol, which we'll get into soon, is it possible? Maybe yes, maybe no. So then even if it wasn't sliced salami, it's like a big chunk, it wouldn't only be osir kedei klipa, it would be osir kulo. And if you have to be choshesh that it has bekayim, which again is also not clear, that yet, I would think not, but Avi pointed out someone who brings out that some unexpected cases are considered to have bekayim. The poskim seem to need to bring rayas. Someone writes in a contemporary tshuva that the poskim seem to bring rayas all the time, whether you know that something is not called isbe b'kayim. So apparently, it's not a davar pashut. All right, maybe not, but I'll call upon it if it was regular. So this is if there's going to be one halacha we remember from all of Siman Tzadi Aleph, this is the one we have to remember. I mean, this is like this is super matzoy. Right, you have a cold piece of meat, except for makom hefsed meruba. If milk pours onto it, it's aser. I have to admit that the first time he ran this by me, I had officially learned this, but I didn't remember. So that's why I'm making a big deal about it now. Fine. Now, there's a question that comes up here. We're accustomed to thinking that if two cold things touch each other, that's okay. We don't need to worry about it. All you need is hadacha. But by us, that's not just an impression. It's something that we've learned, right? This isn't coming from nowhere. Because at the very beginning of this simon, we had basar and gvina that are touching each other, right? So you do hadacha. So what happened? Are we talking there about raw meat? It was never cooked. According to the Ramah, how is it that over there it's mutter? Or you should at least need a klipa. So, the answer to that would seem to be, and Avi found this behedi on the Yad Yehuda, that here we're talking dafka about a davar tzalul. We're talking about a liquid. The case where this is all coming from is a bar gozla denafa lakada dekamka, right? It's a piece of chicken. It's a piece of fowl that fell into some liquid type of milk product, a dip. It fell into a dip. It's sulul. So where the Isra is Talul, this is where it begins. If everything's a Davar Gush, the Yad Yehuda says, even if it has Lachus, but if everything's, because we see the beginning of the Simon, they say the whole Isra, the Chiv of Hadacha is only if there's some Lachus. Even if there's some Lachus, like the normal Lachus of an essentially dry item, if it's two essentially dry items, solid items, touching each other, so then Taka Hadacha is enough. This whole sif is talking about where the Isser is tzalul and the heter has been cooked, and maybe it has bekayim or is betuvel also. So then it's nasar either kedei klipa or it's nasar kulo, because the davar tzalul is able to penetrate into it. But if something that's dry touches it, or it's even wetish, but it's not a liquid, then einachanami hadach is enough. So the case of the milk spilling onto the salami is very specific. If a piece of cheese would touch the salami, l'chorei nachanami, hadacha would be enough. Now, in terms of the Yad Yehuda says this both about when it has bekayim and when it's metuval, that the holy and the kedei klipa by roasting, by all of these dinim. He says by all of these dinim, it's dafka if there's a davar tzalul. Dafka there's a davar tzalul. He says if there's no davar tzalul, then even if the oser is hot, you don't say that it's kulo nasar. Let's say a hot piece of cheese touches a big chunk of salami, right? Hot piece of, well, we're going to be choshesh anyway that it's mefafeya, right? It's a davar shamin. In Islam, we're choshesh, everything's a davar shamin. But if we would have something that we somehow knew was kachush and it was hot.
Different.
What? Why is it different?
We see in the Psalmina, something like that.
Yeah.
The cheese doesn't go so far or something. Dafka cheese.
Oh, yeah? I don't remember this, yeah? Okay. So if so, then we have our dogma. Yeah? So you have a hot piece of cheese that's not mefafeya, let's assume, it touches this big chunk of salami. So even though the cheese is hot, but since it's not liquidy, and this thing is cold, so it'll be the normal kedei klipa that you need, or kedei netila that you need by tzli. It won't penetrate the whole thing, even though it's metuval or has bekayim. All these halachos are by liquids. The Chavetz Das argues by metuval al kopanim. I don't know what he says about pekayim, but davar metuval, maybe it's daf because the metuval has charifus, but the Chavetz Das, Avi showed me also, that the Chavetz Das is argues on the Yad Yehuda on this Nekuda. He says that if a hot thing touches a cold, cooked davar metuval, spiced product, then it takas just the whole thing. So that's machlokas the Yad Yehuda and Chavetz Das. Okay, lagabe metuval, how matzoi is metuval? So that depends on what kind of metuval are we talking about. So a large group of achronim, gedolei achronim, early achronim, say that metuval means that it's eno nechal machmas tibulo. It's very, very spicy. If that's the case, then lechor is not the most matzoi halacha. Apparently they're coming from Iran. I didn't look up the Iran inside to see what they're arguing about, but the Yad Yehuda says their diak from the Iran is not a good diak, and he argues on all of them, and he says that metuval is aser, even if it is nechal machmas tibulo. And the Dark Yeshuva brings the Yad Yehuda, so I don't know, in Lamaisa we'd be choshish for this. In the background is always that the Ramah Lamaisa is mekel b'makom hefsid meruba, that it's only aser if it's hot. So I'm not sure to what degree we would be choshesh for this Yad Yehuda that a piece of salami, even if you say it doesn't have bekayim, you could very easily say in many cases that it's beget or metuval, it's spiced, right? So are we choshesh for this Yad Yehuda that it's aser even if it's not nechal, even if it's nechal machmas tibulo, or do we go like the other achronim, who seem to be the Rov, and they're even early Achronim, who say that Tzashol Dafka, when it's Eino Necho Machmas Tibulo, Dome Tzemelach. So there's what to think about on that count. Okay, another thing, two more Nekudos here. what happens, Lamaisa, in a case where you need shishim? What if a piece of roasted meat, which for sure pretty much has bakayim, right? What if you have a piece of roasted meat, a long, you know, a whole roast, a big roast, and milk spills onto it? Okay, so it's cooked, and milk spills onto it. It's a davar tzaul. Theoretically, in that matzah, if it has bakayim, we say that it's not only also could take klipas, it's also the whole thing. But maybe there's what's the salvage here? Because, well, how much milk spilled, right? If we're going for answering the whole thing, then lechora there's makom to say it's batel b'shishim. Yeah, maybe the milk, unless a huge amount of milk spilled onto it, that's not so common. It's much more common that a little bit of milk spills onto it. So maybe we'll say it's batel b'shishim. So, unfortunately, the pre-chadash and the Chavas Das both say that Bitul B'Shishim doesn't work here. Slightly different in Neschos. The Pre-Chadash says, because the Chshash is B'Kayim, that means that the milk is not Mispashe P'Shaveh. It's not like when you cook it in water and it spreads through the whole thing. So you say it's Batul B'Shishim. Here, the milk is going into the cracks and penetrating in different places and building up wherever there's space. Right, so in certain places in the Chatikah, the Pashtus, there's a much higher concentration of milk than in the other places. Right, the Chavas Das says a slightly different nusach, which may be relevant, so I'll mention it. He says we don't know how far the milk penetrates through the Bekayim. Maybe it only goes into half of the top half of the Chatikah, not the bottom half. Whatever the case may be, they both say, therefore, you can't be Sameich on Bitul B'Shishim over here. The whole Chatikah becomes, if you have a nice roast, even though it cooled off already, and a little milk spills onto it, the entire, except unless it's Hefzid Meruba, which maybe it is in this case, but unless it's Hefzid Meruba, the entire roast is Aser, and even Bitul B'Shishim doesn't help. That's how the Pre-Chadash and the Chavas Das come out. Yad Yehuda, very courageous man, again, argues on them, and he says, no, there is Bitul B'Shishim. It's not Mispasha B'Shaveh. The Chalav is built up in more places, in certain places, much more than it's built up in other places. So the Yad Yad Yehuda says, well, Mimadavshach, if it spreads out, so then it's like every other masav of Bitul B'Shishim. If it stays stuck in the Bekayim, like the Pashtus, it stays stuck in certain places, so now it's like a Tarovis of Yavish B'Yavish. And a Tarovis of Yavish B'Yavish by Mim Be'en Omino is also Bitul B'Shishim. So it's still Bitul B'Shishim.
Nishishim?
Yeah. At least Midrabanan.
You wouldn't be able to eat it anyway. You taste it.
So that's the Bar HaShulchan asks that L'chora, when you eat it, maybe you'll taste the milk. The Ad Yehuda, for whatever reason, is not concerned for that. But, so the Shaila is, what's wrong with his Taina? L'chora, it's a good Taina. Right? Why do the Pre-Chadash and Chavas Das not go with this? It's a Yavish B'Yavish Matzev, so let it be but there's Bitul by Yavish B'Yavish also. And maybe you don't even need Shishim. The Raisa B'Pashas, you only need Rov. And Koshikin, if you have Shishim, it's okay. So what's wrong with the Chavas Das? What's wrong with the Yad Yehuda's Cheshbon to be Matir?
Only one piece, really.
So it's only one piece. It's only one piece. So if it's in one piece, is that considered Lach B'Lach, or is that considered Yavish B'Yavish? Right? If it's in one piece, but it's in certain concentrated places in that piece, do we look at it that it's tantamount to being several different chatichos? They just happen to be in one chaticha, but it's different areas, and we say bitul yavish b'yavish. Or do we view one chaticha as one diyun and as one nidon? As one nidon, maybe doesn't have the kula of doesn't have the din of yavish b'yavish. Is this reminiscent of anything we've seen?
Rebinion.
That maybe, but I think something more specific. We saw way back by Chal. In Sadi Zayin Amid Beis, right? So the Chal has canals where there's milk in those canals. It's not spread throughout the Chal evenly. It's in the canals. And Tosfos talks about a case where you cook the chal with other meat, and the tam of that other meat went into the chalav while the chalav was still in the gumos. And without getting into the whole shaklavatari of Tosfos, Tosfos says at that stage, when the outside meat went into the milk of the chal, outside meat has an iser derabanan basar b'chalav with the chalav and the chal. So he says, you say efshel l'sof to aser on the chal. Say efshel l'sof to aser, and then even though when you continue cooking, that milk which was initially nasar from the basar from the outside is mispashed in the entire kedera, and that milk should theoretically now be batal b'shishim, but he says the chal will remain aser because efshel l'sof to aser. Once there was a chalos iser on the chal, remains aser. L'chora, the way, how do you say efshel l'sof to aser? You're talking about yavish b'yavish, right? It's not that it's one, if a chaticha was nesar, lach b'lach, so you say efshel l'sof to aser, the whole thing became iser, mach mas demid iser shabo. Yavish b'yavish, I mean, we didn't see some in Sa'ari Veis yet, but we'll see him here, Hashem. I mean, we saw Rishonim who say that by yavish b'yavish, there is no chanan. In the Pashas, there's no efshel l'sof to aser either, because it's not that the chaticha was nesar. Right, it's that you weren't matir the tarovus midine rov, but it's not that Isser went into the heter and turned it into Isser. We don't have that by yavish b'yavish. So Rabbi Kivager and Gil Yonashas asks that over there. He asks, how do you say Eshel Sof to Aser here? He says it's not that the chaticha became Aser. He says it's that you can't eat it because you're going to come across the milk while you're eating it, and the milk is Aser, but the chaticha as a whole doesn't become Aser here. So it could be that this is related to this machlokas, the Chavis Das pre-Kaddish on one side, the Ad Yehud on the other side. I'm not attempting to straighten it out altogether now. I just wanted to bring out that question. And it's a general question. I had a mice years ago in my house with this. What if a little bit of milk, I mean, I wasn't a, I had bit, now I realize I had bigger problems, but a little piece of cream cheese went onto like a rolada, a hot rolada even.
Meat?
Chicken, as the case was. So, at the time, having learned a little bit of these in Yanim, but not enough yet, I had a cheshbon that, well, it's for sure not enough to be nosin tam in the whole thing. I wasn't, you know, wasn't choshes for the pre-chadash and chavos das yet. That's for sure not enough to be nosin tam in the whole thing. It's for sure batel b'shishim. Elamai, the problem is, it's in one place, and in that place it was nosin tam. So I said, that mistam is batel b'rov, why not? Right? But l'chora, that's a machlokas, that's behedya. I don't remember where it's behedya machlokas later on in that situation, where part of a chaticha was nesar al yedei tzli, let's say kedei netila, where the iser touched was nesar al yedei tzli. Within the chaticha, do you say that the meat chaticha is batel to the rov chaticha beinyan yavish biyavish, or do you say no, since it's all one chaticha, there is no bitzel yavish biyavish? So if you can't be matir with a regular bitul b'shishim, then you can't be matir at all. That's a behedya machlokas achronim later. Maybe this machlokas is the same one. I guess when we get there, we'll reinvestigate that question. One more quick nekuda. The Ramah here is mekel b'makom hefsed meruba. And the Taz is bothered that midin hefsed meruba, he's being mekel on two separate kulos. Because we're talking about Nechal Machmas Molcho here. And the Ramah earlier said, we're not Bekim in Nechal Machmas Molcho. Right? So he said he can be Mekel B'makom Hefsed Meruba. I think that's what he's talking about. So he says here, in this case, let's say something which is Nimlach, but it's Bepashtus Nechal Machmas Molcho. And it's cold. It was cooked, but it's cold. And now Isser falls onto it, Isser Tzol. So the Ramah said, you can be Mekel B'makom Hefsed Meruba. We didn't have some meruba. You're being makel two separate kulas. You're being makel that you're going for the daya that sli is only aser while it's roseach, not after cooled off already. And you're being makel for the daya that we're bekiyim in nechal mach. You're being makel for the tzad that we know that it's nechal machmas mochel. So the tzad says we don't go that far. We're not makel two kulos. Machmas have some meruba. The Prima Gadim, which I didn't see inside, I saw brought down, but the Prima Gadim says that the reason of the Taz is Sfeik Sfeika. He says there are two, usually we have it's fake sveka l'kula, here we have it's fake sveka l'chumra. He says, because maybe the meat is really eino nechel machmas malcho, and it's aser no matter what, and even if it's nechel machmas malcho, maybe the halacha is that zonin that was once cooked is boleya a davar tzalul, is boleya davar tzalul. Right, so we have two independent studim lahachmir. It's a sfeik sfeik alachumra. It's not considered a suffik anymore. You can't be makel even makom hefsed verupa. That's the Taz's taina, according to the Prima Gadim. The Taz's taina on the Ramah. If anyone wants to leave, please feel free. I just want to finish this off because then when we start in Kaf Hey, it'll be a whole different thing. The Taz, the. L'chora, one thing to be aware of here is that L'chora, there are two different sugim of being make of a makom hefsed meruba. Why you make of a makom hefsed meruba, right? If it, is the halacha that way or it's not that way? If the halacha is like the makilim, be make of that hefsed meruba. And if not, in what masiv is it that we're make of dafka of a makom hefsed meruba? So the Ramah in Torah's Chatos and Hakdama writes, V'hine es natel atmi b'davar echad. I'm going to excuse myself for something. Shelo yichash deini hama'ayin. That people shouldn't be choshed me. V'hu ki lefamim kosati lahakel b'hefzed meruba. O la'ani b'davar chashev o lechvot Shabbos. V'hu mitam ki b'osan ha'mekomos hayanir li ki heter gamor hu alivu tehilchasa. He says, in those places I'm mako for hefzed meruba, really I held that it's mutter, it's heter gamor leave it to hilchazah. The correct halacha is that it's mutter. Rach she'achronim zal hechmiru b'davar. Just the achronim were machmir. V'lachin kosavti she'bemokom dechach v'tzorech yesh lahamod hamid hadavar adino. He says, all I'm doing is letting you go like the real halacha. The real halacha is that it's supposed to be mutter. It's just that I was generally machmir for the opinion of Achronim, even though I didn't agree with them, but B'makom Hesed Merubah was just maimed on the Ikra Din that it's mutter. That's one sug. So if you read this, you'd think that's everything. But then there's a Ramah in Choshen Mishpat, in Dine Horah, by a Dayan, that's Toa, Simchaf Hei Sif Beis. Simchaf Hei Sif Beis. If you look, we're rushed, so I'll just be very brief, but if you look at the Gra there, you'll see that the way the Gra'al Kolpanim understands the Ramah, he's saying that whereas normally there are kolam by Yachid and Rabim that you go like the Rabim, but b'makom hefsed meruba we say kedai hu lismoch alav b'shas hadchak, but the Ramah says only b'makom hefsed meruba, not regular shas hadchak, but it's behedya there in the Ramah, the way that the Gra'al learns it al Kolpanim, that there is a concept of being makel b'makom hefsed meruba, not because you hold that that's what's right and you are only machmir the other way for other to be choshesh for other poskim that you don't hold like. There's another sug of being makel b'makom hefsed meruba that you're going with a das yachid again. You don't have your own opinion. He doesn't have his own opinion. He's going like a das yachid against the rabbin because of hefsed meruba. So l'chora, it could be that maybe the machlokas, the Taz and the Ramah, is what the Havana is of the particular chumras over here in this case. If it's that may ikra din it's mutter, you hold me ikra din it's mutter, and you're knowing chumra because of some achronim who you hold are really wrong, so then you don't really have the Taz's, the Prima Gadim's taina of sfeik sfeik al chumra. It's not a suffik. It's a vadai that both cases are mutter. It's not a suffik. So then, even if there are two kulas involved, makom hefsed meruba, we're maimed on alakar adin. If, on the other hand, it's a yachid versus a rabim, so really what we're doing is taking a matzav of suffik, where be'etzem we're supposed to be machmir, and we're mekel because of hefsed meruba. But it be'etzem is a suffik. It's a suffik which is even no tel chumra. We're mekel because of hefsed meruba. So there, b'chor, it makes more sense to say the Prima Gadim's tain of sfeik sfeika l'chumra.